Right. Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 28th of December. We're doing a midweek EPL preview as it's Christmas. Morning, Scott. How are you?
Morning, Ian. Not too bad, thank you. Yourself?
Yes, very good. Have you had an enjoyable festive period?
It was very quiet because it was just the two of us, but it was very nice, wasn't it, Julie?
Did you cook the turkey?
I didn't know because we wanted it to be edible. Mm-hmm. Judy did and right. did a very fine job.
Do you do any cooking?
No.
No, I see Judy just shaking her head. They're going, no.
No. I've only ever made one meal and that was a shepherd's pie. And it was actually quite good, wasn't it? But for some reason, it's never happened again.
I think you should, in 2022, as we move in, you should cook once a week.
I certainly take it under advisement.
Well, don't look like that. What happens if, Julie got something happened and got incapacitated and couldn't do anything?
That's what Deliveroo and Just Eat are for.
Oh, my God. Learn once a week. Once a week, you're going to cook the food.
I'll certainly consider it.
Huh?
No considering it.
You're going to do it. Don't look all blank. That's it. That's the rules. That's the rules of being on this pod now. You've got to cook a meal once a week.
I'll write it down.
Look at his little face.
That's actually quite nice of you because you said I've got a little face.
So starting on the first Wednesday in January, you've got to cook every Wednesday. You've got to cook Julie a nice meal.
Right.
Look at his face. You think I'd asked him to go out and shoot four people?
Yeah, because I don't know how to cook.
Right, so learn. It's a skill. It's not difficult. Go and buy some ingredients, prepare them, cook them. It really ain't difficult.
Saying about cooking, though, and that was a surprise, is Judy, I said to Judy, oh, did you hear about Ian's roast potatoes? You use semolina.
Yeah.
And then Judy looks up and opens a cupboard and puts out some semolina. I said, yeah, I've been doing it for a while as well. And I said, did you gain that from Ian? And she wasn't sure. You said you couldn't remember if you got it from Ian or wherever.
Did definitely and didn't want to give me credit. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Been nicking my recipe and then hasn't even got the wherewithal to give me any credit for it.
So are you going to give him credit now?
You two are.
Yeah, she's nodding.
Absolutely unbelievable, you two. The thing I didn't know, I spotted this morning on Twitter, Wigan has a Mad Boxing Day event. Did you know that?
No.
Apparently, Wigan is the place to go. I mean, I can't believe that Wigan is ever the place to go, but Wigan apparently is the place to go for a night out on Boxing Day. They all get dressed up in fancy dress. I'd imagine for a lot of them, it's just putting their normal clothes on.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
And they all just go out. So I imagine we would have had Andy Richmond out. Mark, the Wigan fan, would have been out. Shazwad would have been out. Hamilton's up that way. He'd have been out. He's a Wigan fan. I mean, that must count, mustn't it? I expect they're all out. But, yeah, Wigan, brilliant and bonkers Boxing Day fancy dress night out returns for the 43rd year. I can't believe I've never heard of this.
Well, we knew the bonkers bit from Shazwad, didn't we?
So there you go. Anyone who went out on the Wigan Boxing Day night out, let us know what it's like. It sounds positively fucking awful, if I'm honest. But there we go.
And how was your Christmas dinner? You did have one, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, just cook it, didn't you? Just crack on. Ain't difficult, son.
Did you enjoy it?
I always enjoy it. I do exactly as I say on the pod. Semolina potatoes, brine the turkey, decent veg. Just do it all properly. Yeah, but fancy doing the spuds and not giving me credit for it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but that will change now, won't it, Jay?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. And just see her going around to her mum's. We had lovely roast potatoes, didn't we, with semolina? Oh, where'd you get that from? Oh, I don't know. Unbelievable.
That's a black mark against your name.
Right, let's go. Football. Where is it? Here. Who are we starting with? Norwich.
Because the first one's off, isn't it? Yeah.
What's the first one? What did you have that's off?
Arsenal Wolves.
Oh, yeah, no, that's gone. Yeah, no. Let's do the only games that we've got. Right, Norwich versus Palace. Norwich have played 11 away games to mid-table teams. and won one of them. Palace have played as mid-table against bottom sides. 22 games, won 8, drawn 7, lost 7. So it's not a game that I've got any betting interest in whatsoever. I'd have to go to Pat for Palace just because Norwich are so desperate. But I couldn't back Palace at odds on personally. Obviously, Zaha, I imagine, will be out, having got that red at Spurs, who's obviously a big driver for them, although he's a bit of a knob-end. I don't know what he was arguing about. I don't know what he expects is going to happen when you throw someone to the floor. I don't know what I don't know what he was thinking was going to happen, other than you're going to get another yellow card.
Yeah, unless it was Paul Turney, and then he'd be all right.
But I couldn't quite understand what Jermaine Genus was saying. I watched the game and he kept going, well, it's not for me. If you're not going to give a yellow for that, then we're not going to give any yellows.
I didn't see the game.
It was just absolutely daft. Well, he just shoves him to the floor. He's on
And he should have definitely gone,
And I don't know what he's thinking. And then he stands there for 5 minutes arguing about it. I think Palace probably win this game, but not at odds on for me.
Yeah, and I echo everything you've said, and I've got it Palace to edge this game. So, yeah, I'm quite happy to stick to that as well.
Okay, mate. Right, Spurs next versus Southampton. Spurs obviously started to hit a little bit of form. They've won 22 of 39 away to bottom half teams when they're top six. Saints bottom half home to top six have only won 5 out of 20, but did have a good win against West Ham. They are a real Jekyll and Hyde team, as we've said many weeks. And I think if they took the lead, I'd instantly lay them. They've now given up 80 points from winning positions, which is just quite staggering.
It is.
And you do wonder whether he will ever address it. I think it's a tough game for Spurs because you just don't know what you're going to get with Southampton.
Yeah.
Ward-Prowse is always a danger from set pieces and things. I thought Spurs were really good against Liverpool. They were good against Palace, but Palace were...
I think Liverpool's team helped you quite a bit with
Palace were pretty poor. So I'm going to go for a tentative Spurs win, but I do like goals here. I think both these teams are capable of scoring and conceding. I think the over 2.5 is too big. So I'm going to drip back over 2.5 goals here and trade it. I do think we'll see some goals in this game today. I'll be surprised. So I think a tentative Spurs win. I think it'll be a tough game for them, but I do like goals in the game.
Right, yeah, and I just got another tricky game to call with Southampton, as you said, are so unpredictable. And here they have lost just one of their 8 games played and held Man United and West Ham and play a Tottenham side that have only played 6 away, winning 2, but failed to score in their last 2 away. So it makes this so hard to call. And why I think I will sit on the fence and go for the draw and think Spurs won't lose, as they're certainly improving, but so far only really at home, whereas away it's a work in progress. So, yeah, I can see a draw or a Spurs to edge it, but I certainly don't see them losing.
All right, OK. Watford next, Watford home to West Ham. Reading the news, excuse me, Watford have only had a couple of training sessions since the COVID issues have come about. I'm not really sure why their games are being played, and I just don't really get what the rules are at the minute, I'll be honest. West Ham, obviously, in free fall. The Moyes out. Hashtag starting to bubble around on social media. The facts of it are they're regressing back to where they probably should be. They've overperformed for a wee while, and they'll settle back into 7th, 8th, 9th. Given Watford's lack of training, that I think West Ham would look at this as a game they should win. But I also think Watford will probably look at it and think we're playing a team who've won, what, 1 in 7. And a chance to nick a winner gets the team off form. So on that basis, I am going to plump for a draw.
Right. I've got, another unpredictable game. Watford have lost 6 of the last 7. Play a West Ham side that away have lost 3 of the last 4 and only scored in 1 of them. But West Ham's record against teams in the bottom half is very good, and they are a vastly better team. And I think they'll win this game and make it 4 in a row, be Watford in the lead. The last time Watford were in the top flight was 1920 season, and West Ham won 3-1 home and away. I'm not sure I see 3-1 away win, but I do think they'll edge the game.
Okay. Leicester versus Liverpool. Before we get into this, I want to ask you, and I know you're an honest man, football aside, and obviously he's achieved great things at the club, winning the Champions League, winning the Premier League, but what do you make of your manager?
I think obviously as far as his results and stuff, he's obviously an excellent manager. Julie's even said this season, and it may be a little bit longer than that, it's turned into a bit of a moaner. And he does seem to, he's just turned into a bit of a moaner, and he just thinks, because he so wants to win, I just think he's making up excuses a lot of the time.
He's just a monumental weapon, isn't he? I mean, have you seen
that? I do like him, but
I can't bear him. I think he is an absolute fucking weapon of a person. Did you see that? The latest thing, he's talking about the subs and Burnley not having any internationals yesterday.
Oh, right, okay.
He was moaning that they've not voted for 5 subs and that it takes 14 teams to do it, to change the rules, and they've stuck at 3 subs, which nobody's commented on for fucking 100 years. I've not heard it. I've never ever been in a pub and somebody's gone, no, I'll tell you what we should have. We should have 5 subs. I've never, ever, ever heard of it. No. I understand why they bought it in for COVID. And I've got a real issue with stuff that's been bought in for COVID in all walks of life suddenly becoming the fucking norm.
Yeah.
So he was moaning about that and he said, oh, my players play 50, 60 games and Burnley don't because they've got no internationals. So he's fucking moaning that I've got a team full of internationals.
Yeah.
And that Burnley basically shouldn't be allowed to vote whether he has 5 subs or not because... Absolute.
That fucking, is ridiculous.
Absolute fucking weapon. You've got a team of world-class stars. 5 subs does nothing but benefit Chelsea.
Yes, you can understand why the others don't vote for it. Yeah.
Yeah, Liverpool. Teams that can field 2 top world-class players in every position and rotate them. And the likes of Burnley, even Tottenham, West Ham and that just cannot do that. They haven't got the money and the financial clout to do it. So, of course, they're going to vote. And he's fucking moaning about it. He's a fucking wanker. Absolute cock of a human being. He really is. Just fucking be grateful. You've got one of the best jobs in world football, managing fucking great players. Just get on with it and stop fucking bleating and complaining about everything. Honestly, fucking wanker. Right. Leicester are struggling. They did get 3 goals back against City, which may have flattered them.
Yeah.
Klopp, for all his moaning, Liverpool had Boxing Day off, which probably came about as a result of him fucking moaning, to be honest. I would think Liverpool nick this, just given the state that Leicester are in at the minute, but I've got no interest at 1.39. I'd fucking love it, just love it, if Leicester fucking beat them.
I think Liverpool, awful value.
Huh? Well, yeah, I just said I've got no interest at that price.
8.6 on Leicester at the moment.
What's your views then? Let's hear it.
Right, okay. The odds are rightly low for this game as we have 2 very attacking sides that only met last Wednesday in the Cup at Anfield. Leicester, with almost their best available 11, gave us a 3-1 lead and lost on penalties to our B team, which is Henderson starting our regular first choice 11. Jota came on in the second half and scored, and also scored the winning penalty in the shootout to take us through. Goals are highly likely, just a shame you need to bet 4 or 5 to get a decent price. Leicester showed last time out they do have the firepower, scoring 3 away to City in their 6-3 defeat. And yes, highlighted their issues with injuries at the back at the moment, but going forward, they are a threat, that's for sure. And against our defence, surely score 1-2 themselves. This game looks a beauty for goals and why I'm having a small bet on Jota to score in the match. Surely against their defence currently, we can score at least 2 ourselves. And he's flying, having scored 7 in his last 8 to 10-17 in the league. Truly fantastic player, and at the price of 2.4 on the exchange, only 2.05 at 3.65 for half a point. I'm only going to go half a point. And as far as the game, based on the cup game and them not beating our B team, conceding 3, surely Leeds fight at Liverpool's firepower against their injury hit defence can win this game for us. I don't think it'd be easy, and I think the value is actually with Leicester, in my opinion, but. I do think we're edged this game because of the missings for Leicester at the back.
Well, yeah, you took one of their players out, didn't you? He hasn't commented on that either, has he? The lad's leg who got broken. by. He had plenty to say about Harry Kane's challenge, but nothing to say on the fact that one of your players broke a Leicester player's leg.
No, he didn't say anything.
No, funny that, isn't it? Absolute fucking weapon, honestly. Sooner he fucks off, the better. Right, Chelsea versus Brighton. Brighton won against Brentford, which broke their longest winless streak in the Premier League. Potter ball at its fucking finest. There you see. That was their longest run in the league without a win. Chelsea, a comfortable win against Villa. I can't see anything other than a Chelsea win here. I think they're a good thing at 1.46 if that price appeals to you. Even taking into Brighton's improvement that people rave about, when they've been away to top six, they've won none. So I've got to go with Chelsea. I think, you know, the Lukaku back, I'm not really sure why he wasn't playing Lukaku, whether it was injuries or whatever. You know, I know people say, oh, he's a bit of a one-trick player. The guy puts the ball in the back of the net. He's got a fantastic scoring record.
He changed the game the other night when he came on as well.
I think they're the shoe-in of the week for me, Chelsea to beat Brighton.
Right, I have got some in this game, but as far as goals, I'm not doing anything, but I expect Chelsea to win. As you said, Brighton did win finally last time out, but don't win many games and are not very clinical, missing so many chances. And against the Chelsea side, with the main man Lukaku back, I don't give them much of a chance. And I think Chelsea should, with Lukaku, get on the should get the win. And I fancy Lukaku to get on the score sheet again. He came on at half-time v Villa Sunday and changed the game, scored and earned a penalty also. They've missed him greatly, not being anywhere near as clinical without him. A home win, and I have him to score at an excellent price. Lukaku to score, 2.4 Sky Bet. Bet Victor Corals. And again, I'm only going a half a point. But yeah, I think in a victory with him back, I think he's got a good chance of scoring.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a good bet. Yep, sound bet. I think they'll win this easy. Brentford v Man City next. I've got four words. City win, move on.
And I've got a few more than that. But as usual with the City games, no bet as far as goals, as they are always very low on team goals. And surely the Blue Machine collect another win. They are so relentless and consistent, and the majority of teams don't stand a chance. City to win by 2+ goals. Being I've been looking around for sort of like some little sort of nice prices, I've looked at the player cards market and noticed that Sergei Canos, recently back from suspension for hitting 5 cards, has 3 yellows in his last 5 and has 5 and 16 in the league and loves to tackle. And he's almost certainly will be up against Sterling on his side, who is flying at the moment, and potentially Grealish as well. And at such a lovely price of 4.5 on the exchange, 3.8 Sky Bet, 3.75 Bet 365, half a point, Sergei Canos to get a card for Brentford.
Okay. All right, best of luck with that. Talking of suspensions, Rice is out for West Ham as well, isn't he? He's on. I didn't realise that. Yeah, he's racked up a suspension on disciplinary points. Got booked in the last game, so he's missing. So that'll give Watford a little bit more hope. Everton versus Newcastle. Obviously, a good result for Newcastle last night.
Yeah.
Apparently played okay. You put on Twitter, wow. De Gea, what a save. I wasn't watching the game, but it made me seek out the clip. I didn't think it's as spectacular as people made out.
I thought it was quite near to him. It was just a good reaction save.
I thought he styled it out a bit. The ball wasn't really in the corner. If you see it from behind the goal, it's not that far away from him. I think he over-egged it with a bit of flashiness, to be honest. I'd be disappointed if he hadn't saved it. I just thought it was one where he's made it look a lot flashier than he needed to. But by all accounts, Newcastle were, you know, good for the result and were the better side. It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, Newcastle are shite. Everton are shite. You know, would you want to be back in Everton at odds on at home at the minute? No. I certainly wouldn't. I mean, this is a game I just would not want to touch with a barge pole. I've just got absolutely nothing in it at all. I still maintain that, you know, despite whatever went on last night, that Newcastle are a piss poor side, and they're playing a piss poor side, and that's how I see this, and just move on. There's plenty of other days to have a bet than going looking for someone in Everton, Newcastle.
Yeah, I can't disagree with any of that. Last night, you know, Newcastle were the best side, and should have won it. But a lot of that is you don't really know how to gauge it, because Man United was so bad. So you don't really know how much you can take from it. I've got it is I would have to go for a draw or Everton not to lose being at home. Everton have shown recently how unpredictable they are, because they drew at Chelsea, didn't they? Got a 1-1, and then beat Arsenal at home in the last home game. But then in between that, we're awful at Palace, losing 3-1. So it just makes it, as you say, really unpredictable. Newcastle away have won 0 from 9, conceded 20 goals, so an average of 2 against on the road. Last season, they did beat Everton home and away. I can't see that. I can't see them winning at Everton, so I would have to go a draw on Everton, not to lose.
Yeah, okay. And then the final one to wrap up this round, because obviously we've got a couple of postponements, Villa, Leeds and Wolves, Arsenal, as you said, all having a little bunk off. Man U versus Burnley. I read a really good article, I don't know whether it was yesterday or the day before, on United. And it basically, it didn't pin it all on Ronaldo, but it said that the sort of messiah arrival of Ronaldo was not panned out, and sort of explained the reasons why it might be affecting things. We've said on this pod when we've done them that United seem to be a team of individual flair and not a team, as you like. Obviously, Ollie was certainly played like that. This guy, to be fair, he's only been in a while, so you can't say, and maybe he will change things. But there is something fundamentally wrong for a team like United to go to Newcastle. And not maybe draw, but from all accounts, I didn't see the game, but by all accounts, get outplayed. There's no excuse for that. There's absolutely nowhere to hide from it. From you're playing a team that's bottom of the league, are piss poor, and you're getting outplayed by them with the players that United have. There's something fundamentally wrong. And this, again, it's a game that you'd look at it and they should win. But I just couldn't touch United at the minute with the barge pole. Another one, I just couldn't. You got 1.41 United or 1.46 Chelsea this week. Who would you rather be backing?
Oh, by a mile, Chelsea.
You know, you've got Chelsea playing a team that have won one in, 11, 12?
Yeah.
At 1.46. And United, who can't win a game at 1.41. I'd have to be taking Chelsea over that bit. I'd expect United to win it, because Burnley are poor. Burnley have only got one win. But they're so dishevelled that I couldn't possibly put any money anywhere. So, over to you.
Yeah, I've got nothing either. Burnley, we've said that their performances have been better than the results, but they need to start getting results. Away, they've played five teams in the top half, have got three draws, including beat Chelsea, and their two defeats were only 2-0 to Man City and Liverpool. So they are capable of keeping it tight. And against a Man United team that aren't really performing at the moment, it makes it a hard call. Like you said, the odds of value on Man United is terrible. Surely they edge this game, but I wouldn't want to be betting anything on it like you.
Right, that's it. Yeah, so all I've got is goals at Spurs, and I think Chelsea are a good thing, but it's not a sheep bet because of the price.
You've got no official bets or anything?
No, I try and put over 1.5 as a minimum on the sheet, and they're 1.46, but I do think that they're the two good ones. They're the two good ones for me this week. Right, have a lovely week. I've got nothing else. I'm doing Ultimate now, so I'll get that out in the next hour and a half or whatever it is. Get that up. And Scotty, we'll speak Friday.
All right.
and she can have a good old word with herself about the potatoes. She knows she's messed up.
Yeah, I think she's looking a bit low since.
She's looking all a bit sheepish now in the corner. See, look, there we go. Right, have a lovely week, and I'll catch up. Well, I'll speak to you before, but I'll catch up with you Friday for the midweek for the weekend fixtures. I'm all over the shop. I'm a mess. Right, I'll see you later.
All see you later.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.